Welcome to Jefferson's Transplant Ed. This is a special limited series podcast dedicated to transplant and powered by Jefferson Health. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Underwood. Joining us today are two esteemed physicians from Jefferson Health, Associate Professor and Surgical Director of the Kidney Transplant Program, Dr. Ashesh Shah, and Transplant Nephrologist and Hypertension Specialist, Dr. Anju Yadav. Today, we'll be discussing robotic-assisted nephrectomy and live kidney donation. Doctors, thank you for joining us today. First question is for Dr. Shah. How have robotic-assisted nephrectomies impacted the way transplants are done at Jefferson Health?
I think it's interesting. Robotic surgery is really an advancement of laparoscopic surgery. And so the instruments that you have in robotic surgery allow for more articulation and finer dissection. And the other part of it is actually the way that the robot is built is the movement of the arms that are inserted into the abdomen pivot exactly around the patient's abdominal wall. And so we think this causes less pain and really can lead to faster recovery. We've had a number of patients who've undergone robotic nephrectomy, and their length of stay has been a little bit shorter. It's certainly in its sort of nascent period, but I think in the long run, it's going to prove to allow patients to recover faster and maybe even get back to work quicker.
Yeah, that's fascinating. The robotics and just the advances are really kind of incredible right now. So, Dr. Yadav, can you give us an articulation of the benefits of live donation? I mean, how does this statistically lead to more successful outcomes?
So all the benefit of living donation is actually mostly to the recipient, but from the donor perspective, it's all personal benefit. A person who has donated, that person is the only person who knows how they are benefiting, and the recipients get the benefit of getting a kidney transplant without being on the wait list for long, immediate function after the transplant and not requiring dialysis post-transplant. But the donation, from the donor's perspective, it's all personal benefit, and it cannot be known by anyone other than the person that is donating or has donated. But studies have shown that kidney donors tend to have higher quality of life scores after donation as compared to general population, because it increases the donor's self-esteem and an increased sense of well-being. During the workup, we have noticed that the intense screening process that the donors undergo helps some of the potential donors to receive diagnosis that may benefit from an early intervention. It's not unusual to find a medical problem or a pregnancy or a cancer during the evaluation process, and that helps to early detection, early management, which helps them take better care of themselves from an early diagnosis and intervention.
Yeah, that's fascinating. That's something I hadn't really thought of in terms of a side benefit, if you will. So, Dr. Shah, so there's great promise for robotic surgery. Like I said earlier, we're already seeing countless advancements in many procedural disciplines. So what do you see as a future of robotic surgeries in terms of kidney transplant?
Yeah, I think eventually we'll transition to the single port approach. That's certainly been done laparoscopically. Unfortunately, it's a particularly challenging approach laparoscopically because of the instruments that are available for laparoscopic surgery. But in robotic surgery, especially with one of the new robots that's available currently, all of the instruments can be introduced through a single incision. The kidney can then be extracted through that same incision. So I think from a quality of life perspective, we anticipate we'll be able to do the whole operation through the same incision as a C-section incision. And that allows patients to recover more quickly and return to their normal life as quickly as possible.
It's really, really fascinating. So this is back to Dr. Yadav. So in reviewing the program, it really is a multidisciplinary approach. So who are some of the folks that are on that team, and how do they support the donor kind of from the beginning to the end of that process?
It's an excellent question, because transplant is a team approach. Everything is done by a whole holistic team so that the recipient and the donor get the best care that is possible. It is an elective procedure for the donor, so we want to make sure that we are doing our due diligence. So the process starts with an independent live donor advocate who contacts the potential donor in the beginning and then kind of helps them navigate through the whole process. The next person who approaches the donor is the transplant living donor coordinator. There is a social worker involved, financial advisor, there's a transplant dietitian, pharmacist, and of course the physicians, including the nephrologist and surgeons. So the ILDA helps the donor go through the whole process from start to finish. The care and the team approach does not stop on the day of donation. The team is available for the donors even after donation forever. They can always approach the transplant team back after donation for any suggestions, concerns, if they have questions. We actually follow the patient's donors, labs, blood work, and we see them at frequent intervals post-donation as well. So the multidisciplinary approach does not stop right after donation. It continues even after that.
That's just fascinating, honestly. And the way a lot of medicine is going is to try to do these things from multidisciplinary, and this is just a place where you can really see that benefit. So for Dr. Shaw, has robotic nephrectomy impacted the willingness or folks to participate as live donors?
I don't think it's changed the participation rate in a way that you might have imagined the introduction of laparoscopic nephrectomy changed the participation rate. Now, it's a little bit muddied because we were coming through the pandemic at the same time, and clearly that put a lot of stress on individuals who might otherwise be potential donors. There was concerns about whether or not giving away a kidney may put you at higher risk, et cetera. Now, all those things have passed, and I think we'll start to learn what the impact of robotic surgery will be on people's willingness to donate. So I think that there's more to come on that as we get a little bit more experience and this becomes a more widespread approach.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate the answer. So what is still the source of most live donors? We've kind of alluded to that through our discussion. What if I'm a doctor and one of my patients has an interest in exploring that process? Or do most people who need a kidney, do they find their own donors? I'm just curious about how that process normally would work.
So anyone can be evaluated for donation. So if you have a person who's interested in being a donor, they can reach out to the nearest transplant center that they have. The recipients usually go out looking for potential donors. They share their story on different platforms, their family, friends. They come forward for donation. But technically, anyone can be a donor. So we have had complete strangers who have come forward altruistically to help someone. They've known that looking for a kidney transplant or have come across a story on various platforms, someone who needs a kidney to have a better quality of life. So we have donors coming from all spectrum. They are family, they are friends of the recipient, or they can be a complete stranger who just want to help someone in need of a kidney transplant. If someone cannot donate directly to the intended recipient, there are exchange programs available where they can enroll in swap programs. So if for some reason, if they cannot directly donate, they can help someone else in need by helping their intended recipient as well. We have voucher programs where you can donate now and name the person who you want to be benefited with the kidney transplant going forward. So there are various programs, various approaches. Ultimately, your goal is to help someone who needs a kidney transplant. How you do it with various approaches is something that you can discuss with your transplant team or the center. If someone wants to be a living kidney donor, they have to reach out to the transplant center or get more information through the person who's being listed for kidney transplant. Do not screen patients. Do not rule yourself out. Your age is not a limit for kidney donation. If someone has a different blood group, histocompatibility, on tissue typing level, they can still donate. They don't have to be directly related to the recipient. Do not screen people with higher body mass index, insulin resistance, or any previous medical history. I just want everyone to kind of fill out the questionnaire form that is available and let the transplant program do the screening process. So do not screen out donors by yourself. Just get more information through the transplant center.
Sure, absolutely. And so kind of in conclusion, let's start with Dr. Shaw. You know, is there anything else that you'd like to add about the robotic assisted nephrectomy program at Jefferson Health?
I think it's like anything in medicine that's new. It's growing slowly, and I don't know that it makes sense always to offer it to all patients because some patients are more complex, and you want to grow these programs in a safe and effective manner. But I think it is going to change the way we do this operation. I think it's going to change how people recover, and the more that we're able to decrease the burden on patients that are willing to give a kidney, I think is going to change how often people are willing to donate. And ultimately, when you have thousands of people on the wait list that need a kidney, increasing living donation is really critical.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dr. Yadav, how about you? Anything that you'd like to add in closing?
So live donation saves lives, improves someone's quality of life drastically, prolongs their life without having any untoward disadvantage to the donor themselves. The donors go through a very extreme screening process to make sure that they would not be at harm after donation. So we want to make sure that donors are doing well. So I would urge people who are considering or contemplating being a donor to come forward. It is very gratifying from what I've heard from people who have donated. We at Jefferson are pioneers at telehealth programs. So if someone has a donor who's geographically distant and far away and still want to get more information or be evaluated, we have a telehealth program for these such donors who want to be evaluated at someplace else and then just come for donation. We also have Donor Shield program. We are a center of excellence for living donation, living transplant by ASD, which is the American Society of Transplant, because we just care for our donors. We value, we appreciate what they have done, and we try to protect them financially too, so that they are not incurring any out-of-pocket costs during these process. We take very good care after donation from medically and surgical standpoint, and our multidisciplinary team is always available during the process and after the donation as well. And I would like to add that we participate in all the exchange programs nationally. There are three of them, and we are part of all three so that we maximize access to the live donor kidney transplant for our recipients and donors who are listed with us. So if you're contemplating, thinking, or you want more information, just reach out to us, because donation does not change or shorten your life expectancy. They do really well physically, mentally. They do much better than the general population. Donation does not affect your physical activity, your sexual or reproductive health. Just reach out to us. We are always there to give you more information. It definitely helps someone in great need.
Wow, that's awesome. I really want to thank you both for joining us today. For more information on transplants, visit jeffersonhealth.org/transplant. To refer a patient, please call 215-955-8900, or patients can call 1-800-JEFF-NOW. That's 1-800-JEFF-NOW. That concludes this episode of Jefferson's Transplant Ed Podcast. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels, and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for other topics that might interest you.